insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Rum, the 30th chapter of the Holy Quran, named The Romans. So, dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the 33rd verse of Surah Rum, and now for this episode again, we'll continue our discussion regarding this important verse that the Almighty Allah has mentioned. So let's listen to this verse once again, and we will be.
وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ دَعَوْا رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَذَاقَهُمْ مِنْهُ رَحْمَةً إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ
And when adversity touches the people, they call upon their Lord, turning in repentance to Him. Then when He lets them taste mercy from Him, at once a party of them associate others with their Lord.
So, dear listeners, in the previous episode, we mentioned that since the previous verses were talking about the concept of polytheism, one of the other actually consequences of polytheism is also addressed in this verse as well. So it says, وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ دَعَوْا رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ When harm afflicts men, they call upon their Lord, turning to Him. ثُمَّ إِذَا أَذَاقَهُمْ مِنْهُ رَحْمَةً When He makes them taste of mercy from Him, إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِنْهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ Some of them associate partners with their Lord. And this, of course, we know that is nothing but polytheism. So, the verse under discussion is putting an emphasis on the discussion that we had earlier in the previous episodes regarding how monotheism is natural. Why? Because the verse says, وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسِ Nas is mentioned in plural with al that shows plurality here, actually. And nas means كُلُّ النَّاسِ, means all the people. وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ دَعُوا رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ Every kind of person that you see or know, every kind of person that exists in the world is like this, turning to something imaginary or something connected to somewhere that he does not know of. But when something afflicts him, when something really strange happens, دعوا ربهم, they call upon their Lord. Although they might not call it Lord, some of them, but they know that this kind of entity is something else. The nature is different from the other, actually, entities that he might have come to know. So, وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ دَعَوْا رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ So, when these afflicts they see, they call upon their Lord. So this shows that this is natural. This monotheistic nature is natural. It exists for each and every single of the human beings. But this is where actually polytheism comes into play. ثُمَّ إِذَا أَذَاقَهُم مِّنْهُ رَحْمَةً إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُم بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes some of them taste of the mercy from him. Some of these people associate partners with their Lord. And that is important. That there are some people who with a little distress go toward Allah. All of the people are like this. But there are some others who become from among the polytheists. So, and we said that for the first case, it has been used in general form, meaning that all people are such. But for the second case, that is the mercy being given to people, only some of the people have been mentioned. Now, with regard to the Arabic word of inaba, which is derived from noob in the sense of returning again to something, the application of the Quranic phrase munibina ilay, turning to him, that is mentioned here, is a tender hint to this meaning, that the basis and foundation in man's nature is certainly monotheism and theology, but polytheism is something casual, because when his hope is seized from it, he desirably or undesirably returns to faith and monotheism. So, brothers and sisters, as we said, it is interesting that in this verse, mercy is counted from the side of the Almighty Allah. So, you see, the verse says, ثُمَّ إِذَا أَذَاقَهُمْ مِنْهُ رَحْمَةً, which means, when he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, makes them taste of the mercy from him. But in the beginning of the verse, as you may have noticed, it says, وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ, when harm afflicts men. And this shows that this point is necessary to be mentioned, that mercy is counted from the side of the Almighty Allah. But harm has not been attributed to him, because a great deal of our difficulties and afflictions are the consequences of our own deeds and sins, while all bounties are from Allah, whether directly or indirectly. So, also, the other word that we need to mention a little bit is the word Rabbahum, that has been mentioned twice in this verse, and it is an emphasis on this fact that man feels the divine lordship, feels administration on his own self, but if wrong training comes into play, he does not find it. He does not find that he is related to the Almighty Allah, and that's when he will be deviated toward polytheism. So everybody naturally feels this fitrat Allah that we started our discussion with a couple of episodes earlier. Now, this point is also necessary to be mentioned here, that the pronoun mentioned in the word minhu relates to Allah, and actually there's an emphasis on this fact that all bounties are from the side of the Almighty Allah. Anyway, many of the commentators actually have chosen this meaning, though some other commentators, such as Fakhr Razi, have considered this pronoun for dur, minhu, they have mentioned that this pronoun is returning back to dur. They have rendered this verse as this. They say, when Allah gives them mercy after harm and stress, some of them associate partners with their Lord. As opposed to what we translated and said, when Allah gives them mercy from him, not after harm. But it is clear that the first commentary and the first translation is more consistent with the appearance of this very verse that we discussed. So that's it, dear brothers and sisters. We are done with the 33rd verse of Surah Rum. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and this when faith begins.